You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by N. Madhavan. Confederation of Indian Industry, CII. President Sanjeev Puri wants a substantial hike in the already high government capital expenditure. However, experts suggest it's time India Inc. did some heavy lifting and invested to support economic growth. Let's explain the issue. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What is industry's demand? Speaking to the media last week, CII President Sanjeev Puri sought a 25% increase in government capital expenditure from the 11.11 trillion rupees allocated in the 2024-25 interim budget. This, he said, was needed to make the rural sector, which is yet to recover fully from the pandemic as evident from the poor and uneven demand, more resilient. The additional funds, he said, can be deployed for housing, agriculture, warehousing and irrigation. The increase he has sought will cost the government 2.78 trillion rupees more, taking capex as a share of GDP from the existing record 3.4% to 4.25%. Why is the demand surprising? Three of the four engines of economic growth, government spending, private consumption and exports, have contributed significantly recently. The fourth, private investment, has remained sluggish for years despite the government's attempt to pump prime it by way of high government capex. Between financial year 2019 and financial year 2025, government capex has risen from 3 trillion rupees, 1.6% of GDP, to 11.11 trillion rupees, 3.4%. The government, in September 2019, reduced the corporate tax rate sharply, hoping to catalyze private investment. Despite these efforts, the private sector's reticence to invest heavily continues. How is this impacting fiscal consolidation? High capex spending moved with fiscal deficit. In the financial year 2019, capex stood at 3 trillion rupees and the fiscal deficit at 3.4% of GDP. Post-COVID, the center increased capex and the fiscal deficit stayed much higher than the 3% limit set by the Fiscal Responsibility and Budget Management Act, see chart. Further reduction in the fiscal deficit is not possible if this capex spending continues. Should the private sector do more? One of the main reasons for private investment not taking off was surplus capacity. Thanks to revival in demand, both domestic, especially urban, and exports, average capacity utilization has crossed 75%. In select sectors, it has exceeded 85%, levels at which capacity expansions are typically greenlit. Corporate balance sheets are much healthier now as debt piled up for expansion has been repaid. Banks too have cleaned their books and are primed to lend. Experts say the time is right to start investing again. Will the government heed India Incorporated's call? Unlikely. Allocating funds for capex is one thing, the ability to utilize it is another. In financial year 2024, 10 trillion rupees was allocated but only 9.49 trillion rupees was spent. In the interim budget, 11 rupees and 11 paise has been allocated, an 11% increase. It remains to be seen if it will be fully utilized. Also, the government is keen on fiscal consolidation and wants a fiscal deficit of 4.5% by the financial year 2026. The central government may maintain its capex at the current level of 3.4% of GDP but will incentivize states and public sector enterprises to spend more. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.